If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Attention! It's the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show, the end of the show show.
Hi, and welcome to the full... No, that's the wrong podcast. What's it called? Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show show. There we go. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do the news and nerd talk and make TIE fighter noises all the time, and that's fun. About a beat off there. Okay. Well, hey, whoa, you heard that wrong. Oh boy, let's stick to silly jokes. I'm officially nervous now about having the full 90 extra time postseason podcast party on Saturday. The stakes have raised. We are headed to Pioneer Square a couple hours early to set up, we'll call it. I'm looking forward to a great hangout with my buddy Brandon. He's the best. And then everyone else that comes out, that'll be fun too. I talk to Brandon, you know, online all the time to make this podcast happen. Not this one, but the full 90 extra time. So to be able to hang out in person. And if you're not a fan of that podcast, you don't know about the Sounders or whatever, you still want to get a beer, come on down. Just drink responsibly, okay? Drive safely. Like, don't drink and drive is the message, I think, that you say. Okay, all right. The internet is being dominated by all the talk of the impeachment. It's the impeachment hearings. Are they going to impeach him? Okay, fine. It's like serious stuff. It's way over my head, and it feels like a lot of politics. I get it. But to the dude in my high school Facebook group for alumni of all ages that's hosting a watch party of an ultra-conservative feed on the takes on that, that feels very inappropriate. But I don't know how to respond to it. I don't know how you're supposed to handle that. Am I supposed to get on there and comment and be like, yo, dog, this feels inappropriate? Turns out if you just block the person or hide them or whatever, that works. But it feels kind of like a cop-out in this day and age. Like, I'm not taking responsibility. But also, who are the people that get into arguments with strangers on the internet based on opinions? Is what he did okay? It seems very, like, it's an alumni page. It's not a political discourse area. I feel so badly for everyone that's caught up in politics because of a Facebook feed. It sucks. It used to be that, like, there was a lot of uninformed people and you had to reach them with television ads, but now there's like a 24/7 stream of garbage right into your heads. Our heads. I'm not immune to it either. My God. It just sucks that's where we're at. It sucks how we struggle so much to like figure out how to get this done and everything, and that we don't know how to share. And that we don't know how to take care of one another. We don't fight for equality. And I'm being very general about this. Some of us are doing these things. I get it. But just in general, we're here like fighting like, there shouldn't be capitalism. There shouldn't be socialism. There shouldn't be gigantism. Kill the giants. Oh, no. No, don't do that. My point is, it's just like crazy that the amplification we get through social media, because now we can put our opinions somewhere and strangers can get involved. You can put it on a news story and then start a fight that's 35 comments long. It's maddening to me. I can't believe we do that. We should ban all comment sections unless they're in like a public forum. And by public, I mean like where anyone has access. I guess anyone probably has access to Facebook these days, but like that's somewhere where they're profiting off of us being divisive with one another. The thing that always sets into me is as we fight for things like whatever we think is the thing we should be doing, small government or like equal rights for everyone or whatever your cause is, more rhinoceroses, whatever your take is, it's crazy that we fight so hard for that. And it's a great sign of how well we're doing, because just like a couple hundred years ago, there wasn't plumbing. That means you literally pooped in a pot and poured it out like your window. So everywhere you'd walk just kind of smelled like crap. You talk about not wanting to live in the city. Oh boy. That wasn't long ago. Then you just go back a few more generations and then a few more beyond that. And like 1,000 years ago, there was still a prevalence of like bands of nomadic humans that would go around raping and killing. No one was like, hey, how many women you got in that group there, huh? Are they representative of all the different cultures on the planet? This is a luxury that we have now, that we get to worry about that stuff. And we're so divided over it and so unaware of the fact that we have it so good. Because you just grow accustomed to things. You just grow accustomed to how easy it is. There's not even dinosaurs trying to eat us anymore. Well, I might have my science a little bit off there. Yeah, you get people that are like, screw Seattle, they're taking all our money from our taxes. Rabble. Yeah, that actually doesn't work out so well. The money is kind of being generated here.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
King County is keeping the state moving, according to the nerds that do the financial reports from whatever agency handles that. Billions go out, and the number one county that needs the money? Pierce County, really? Probably the highest population number, but I'm surprised. Also, when no one can afford to live in Seattle, where do they go? Pierce and Snohomish counties, okay. Seems like it's some grounds for rivalry, though. I wish Tacoma would have their own NFL team. Can you imagine what that would be like? For everyone living outside of Seattle, hang in there. You're only weeks away from a statewide minimum wage increase to $13.50 an hour. Everyone else should be ready for a cost of everything increase that will pay for this wage bump.
That's not how it works, he yells into the radio at the man who made the joke.
You just got newsed.
I'm not going to get into the nuance of where the money comes from to pay for the minimum wage and how it's a trick to get you to vote. Hopefully it has positive effects for people because, well, I will get into it a little bit, because the cost of living has grown way faster than the minimum wage, so we're not like keeping up with what it takes, and we're allowing the cost of living to go up so high, and I don't know what causes that specifically, probably the cost of housing. Anyway, boo-boo-boo! Podcast party Saturday, you coming? Okay, just got to keep hammering that home. It's cool to think about how all these different cultures once existed on this planet and how some of them are just gone. Like South American cultures just like disappeared. I want to know what's up with Machu Picchu. I want to go to Machu Picchu. Go and hike up into the whatever mountains those are. I can't remember now. See that town that exists way up that's like impossible to get to if you like didn't have... Well, it would seem that way for us. Back to that thing I was talking about where we got it so good now. Where I'm like, you know what I mean? You don't have air conditioning. Ah! I like hearing people talk about these ancient cultures and kind of what went on and like start dreaming about how just because they didn't have Nintendo Switch or like an iPhone doesn't mean that their lives were necessarily worse than ours. And we have so little record of what they were doing that there's a chance that they could have lived a better quality of life with less stuff. But then also, like, weird stuff happened when people died.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Here's some super creepy news. A team of archaeologists dug up some human infant skeletons that were found wearing helmets made from the skulls of other children. Yo, Ecuador, your ancestors are bananas! Or do they eat plantains there? Huh. Whoa, there's a couple QFC locations on the east side that are growing their own produce right there in the store. Purple glowing indoor vertical UV light boxes are giving life to kale, lettuce, and even terrible cilantro, just growing right there amongst the other veggies. How cool! Let's hope that the meat section starts growing their own steaks. Ooh, the bratwurst tree is almost ripe. And finally, math anxiety is a debilitating condition where mathematics makes some people unable to face certain realities in life for fear of getting the math wrong. Yeah, it's called high school, and 90% of us still experience it. Like when you're supposed to tip, $5? 10 to be safe? I have no idea what I'm doing. Yo, 10% of the bill times 2, dog. Yeah, it's more math.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
I like this as a forum to be able to get a little bit weirder and darker and think about things from time to time. I also just like making fart jokes. Watching the guy, there's a video I posted on our Twitter at 1077 The End where a guy gets hold of the intercom for the Orlando airport and he rips the biggest fart and I can't stop laughing about it. How does that even... Oh, it's the end of the show. How does that happen?
The end of the show. The end of the show.
The end of the show.
Thanks.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.